Hello everyone.
이 말씀 읽겠습니다.
Let's read from the Bible.
요한복음 제5장입니다.
John chapter 5.
1절부터 읽겠습니다.
We'll read John chapter 5 from verse 1.
그 후에 유대인의 명절이 있어 예수께서 예루살렘에 올라가십니다.
After this there was a feast of the Jews and Jesus went up to Jerusalem.
예루살렘 있는 양문 곁에 히브리 말로 베데스다라는 못이 있는데 그 행각 다섯이 있고.
Now there is a Jerusalem by the sheep market, a pool which is called the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches.
그 안에 많은 병자, 소경, 절뚝발이 혈기만장들 누워 주의 물의 동함을 기다리니.
In these lay a great multitude of impotent folk, of blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water.
이는 천사 가끔 못에 내려와 물을 동하게 하는데 동한 후에 먼저 들어간 자는 어떤 병을 낫게 됨이라.
For an angel went down at a certain season to the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first after the troubling of the water stepped in was made whole of whatsoever disease he had.
거의 38년 된 병자가 있더라.
And a certain man was there which had an infirmity 30 and 8 years.
예수께서 그 누운 것을 보시고 병자에게 이르시되 병이 벌써 오랜 줄 아시이르시되 네가 낫고자 하느냐.
And when Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he saith unto him, Wilt thou be made whole?
병자가 대답 주여 물이 동할 때 나를 못에 넣어줄 사람이 없어 내가 넌 다른 사람 먼저 내려가나이다.
And the impotent man answered him, Sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me into the pool, but while I am coming, another steppeth down before me.
예수께서 가라사대 일어나 내 자리로 걸어가라.
Jesus saith unto him, Rise, take up thy bed and walk.
그 사람 곧 나아서 자리를 들고 걸어가니라.
And immediately the man was made whole and took up his bed and walked.
거기까지 읽겠습니다.
Keep read 2, verse 9.
저희들 교회에서는 이 크리스마스 칸타타를 올림픽 홀에 빌려가지고 우리가 공연을 했습니다.
At our church, for the Christmas cantata, we borrowed the Olympic Hall and had the performance there.
저희들 교회에서는 이제 지금까지 그라시아 합찬 후원하기 위해서 청지하면서 물질을 모았는데
Until now, the Bone Sisters would collect money in order to support the Gracious Choir.
그래서 이번에 이제 그 후원비로 가지고 공연하는 그 극장을 빌리고 다 하고 물론 많은 사람을 초대했습니다.
And with the funds for the support, we were able to rent out theaters, and a lot of people came.
올림픽 공원에서 올림픽 그 홀에서 할 때
And when we held it at the Olympic Hall,
뭐 이제 많은 사람들이 왔습니다.
A lot of people came.
아마 천 몇백 명씩 오고 그랬습니다.
You know, a thousand, several hundred people came.
특별히 이번에 우리 그 정부에서 그렇게 허락해 줘서.
And especially with the permission from the government.
그 다음에 또 고향 아람누리 극장에서 했고.
And also we also held it at the 고향 아람누리 theater.
또 저희들 교회에서도 저걸 한 4, 5일 한 동안 공연을 했습니다.
And we also watched this performance for about 4 or 5 days at my church as well.
어제 스크린 너무 적어서 영화 좀 그런데.
And so tonight the screen was too small to really appreciate the movie.
그래서 큰 스크린을 하나 샀습니다.
And so we bought a big screen.
그래가지고 그걸 공연을 했는데.
And we watched the performance.
굉장히 많은 사람 와서 듣고 또 말씀 듣고 구원도 받고 왔습니다.
So many people watched the movie, came and listened to the word and got saved.
어제 스크린 적어가지고 좀 이렇게 영화 수지 많이 떨어지는 것 같은데.
And tonight because the screen is small, we couldn't really appreciate the movie as much.
저는 감정 놓여 일어난 사건이 이제 별을 보기 시작한 데부터 아기 예수 태어난 과정까지 뭐 하루 정도 되는 시간인데.
And so from them discovering the stars until the birth of Jesus, all of this happens in a matter of about one day.
그러셔서 어떤 영화를 만들까 생각했는데.
You know, the Gracious Choir, they thought of making the movie.
제가 그 이제 세트 현장 촬영하는 곳에 제가 갔다 왔습니다.
And so I actually went to the set where they were filming the movie.
그 아주 그 세트 이런 영화 볼 때는 그때 굉장히 초라했습니다.
And it was a very, very shabby set.
이건 뭐 사람들 살다 나간 빈집 같고 그랬는데.
And so just like a bunch of empty houses where nobody could live in.
정설도 영화만 너무 너무 좋았어요.
But through it, they made the movie, and it was really nice.
전혀 감각이 오늘 집 보는 거 전혀 달랐어요.
And it was so much different from what we saw tonight.
사람들 보고 깜짝 놀래.
And people were completely amazed watching this.
하여튼 저들이 그래서 이게 너무 좋아가지고.
And we love the movie so much.
이제 크리스마스 때는 모든 방송에 무료로 제공하려고 해요.
And so during Christmas time, we want to provide this movie for free to the TV
stations. 돈을 받아도 많은 돈을 받을 수 있을 것 같은데.
You know, we could have charged money if we wanted to.
지금까지 우리 방송을 이게 중계해 준 많은 그 방송국이 있는데
Until now there are many TV stations that has televised us until now.
너무 하나님 앞에 감사했어요.
And in front of God I was so thankful.
굉장히 많은 새로운 분들이 와서 구원을 받고
Many new people came and received salvation.
제가 오는 날에도 그 막 영화 공연하고 그랬어요.
And then, you know, for many days we had the performance.
오후 3시 반에 하고.
3:30 in the afternoon.
저녁 7시 반에 하고.
And then 7:30 in the evening.
하루 두 차례 했는데.
We did it twice a day.
하여튼 수십 차례 공연하고 이제 부산 같은 제일 큰 그 홀을 빌려서.
And so we had dozens and dozens of such sessions, and in Busan we borrowed the biggest hall in Busan.
그래도 2,300명 모이는 그 공연장인데.
And it's a performance hall that fits 2,300 people.
정부가 그 반만 모이라 그래가지고.
And the government said only half can gather.
한 사람씩 띄워서 해서.
And everybody had to skip a seat.
1,000명이 넘는 사람들을 봤는데.
And more than 1,000 people watched the movie.
아니, 너무너무 잘 계속 끊임없이 사람들을 보러 들어왔어.
And then it was so good. People just kept on coming again and again.
다 나가서 이제 영화 보라고 권하고 자기 가족들 친척들 그런 많은 분들이 또 말씀들 구원받고 그런 일들이
And they would go out and urge their neighbors and friends and family to come and watch the movie. They would come listen to the word and get saved.
우리는 정말 해마다 크리스마스 칸타타를 했어요.
And we had used to have the Christmas cantata every year.
근데 이제 코로나 때 칸타타를 할 수 없었는데도.
And because of the corona, we could not have the cantata.
미국에 했고.
And we did this.
올 겨울에는 크리스마스 때 칸타타를 할 수 없을 것 같아서.
And we thought this winter we won't be able to have the Christmas cantata.
영화를 만들기로 했는데.
And we decided to make the movie.
제가 볼 때 너무너무 놀라웠어요.
And in my eyes, it was so amazing.
아마 여기도 좀 스크린 크게 한번 구입은 그렇게 많이 비싸지 않는데.
And I don't think a big screen is that expensive.
근데 굉장히 영화가 좋았어요.
And the movie was really good.
내용도 좋고.
And you know the story was
복음적이고.
Good. And very gospel based.
그러는데 그때마다 이제 복음을 전하기 시작했고.
And then every time I would preach the gospel.
아마 LA도 그 저기서 크리스마스 전화라도 좀 했으면 굉장히 좋겠다는 그런 생각이
들어요. And in LA as well, I hope we could do something like that before Christmas.
저는 성경을 읽으면서
And as I read the Bible,
그냥 성경은 이제 뭐 마태복음, 마가복음, 창세기 출애굽기 읽는데
And so you just read the Bible, Matthew, Mark, Luke, Genesis, whatnot.
이 세계에서 마음의 세계를 가장 잘 그린 책은 성경밖에 없어요.
And the only book that has illustrated the world of the heart so well is only the Bible.
여러분 성경을 읽고 성경서의 마음의 세계를 알면
When you read the Bible more and more and learn the world of the heart
여러분이 어느 누구라도 지금까지 사는 것 훨씬 다른 삶을 살게 되는 거예요.
No matter who you are, you'll be able to live a life so much better than the one you're living now.
기쁨도 마음에서부터 느끼는 거고
Joy is felt in the heart.
슬픔도 마음에 느끼는 거고
Sadness is also felt in the heart.
괴로움도 마음에서 느끼는 거고
Suffering is felt in the heart.
정말 즐거움도 마음에 느끼는 건데
And delight is also felt in the heart.
저는 이 성경을 요한복음 5장에 다 보거나 막 감격해서 견딜 수가 없는 거예요.
And when I read John 5 in the Bible, it moves my heart so much I cannot bear it.
야, 이런 말씀이 있나?
Wow, there are words like this.
하나님은 우리를 통해서 하나님 일을 하기를 원해요.
No, God wanted to work through us.
근데 하나님 인간을 만들 때 마음을 만드셨는데.
And when God made man, God made the heart.
인간의 마음이 하나님 마음과 연결되면.
And when man's heart becomes connected with God.
하나님 마음이 인간 속에 흘러 마음이 흘러 들어와요.
Then the heart of God begins to flow into man.
그러면 그 사람은 전혀 다른 세계 사람으로 돼.
Then that person changed into the whole new person.
저희들 교회에
in my church.
아무리 이 정도 제가 이렇게 뚱뚱한 여자 왔어.
There was this lady. She was quite large.
그렇다.
And then she walked in.
제가 이제 예배 참석했는데.
And she attended service.
한 달쯤 지난 뒤에.
And then maybe about a month later.
교회 이제 오후에 지나오는데 목사님, 목사님.
After service, one afternoon she called me. Says, Pastor, Pastor.
내 이야기 좀 들어보라고.
Please listen to what I have to say.
이 아가씨는 공대 건축가를 졸업했어요.
And this lady studied architecture.
그 자기는 한평생 소원이 하나 있었어요.
And she had a lifetime wish.
뭐였느냐면.
What was it?
이 지구에 자기 작품을 한 건축 작품을 남기는 거예요.
That she would leave behind an architectural masterpiece.
근데 그 이야기를 쭉 저한테 해줬어요.
And she was telling me all about that.
그래서 아주 유명한 건축 회사에 취직을 했어요.
And she got a job at a very famous architecture company.
건축 회사 건축하고 그 일을 하면서
And then the construction workers would build.
이 아가씨가 정말 그 똑똑했고.
And at the company, she did really well.
장래가 좋았어요.
And she had a bright future.
그 회사 어느 빌딩을 짓는데.
And her company was building a building.
아침 6시부터 저 6시까지 그 빌딩 낮에 기술자 인부들한 건축을 하고.
From 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., the construction workers, the technicians would come and build. Around 5:30, all the workers would go home.
이제 본사의 직원들이 가서 그 현재 오늘 건축한 것이 설계도 잘된 설계를 가지고 자료 제보 이제 그 확인하는 일을.
Then she was in charge of coming out from the main offices and measuring to check to see if it was being built properly.
자기 상관 남자하고.
So she and her supervisor.
지금 8층에서부터 7층 쭉 내려오는데.
And they were checking it level by level from 8th level down on.
아무도 없고 단 둘이만 있는 거예요.
And it was just the two of them, nobody else there.
근데 이제 막 그 5층쯤 내려왔는데.
And now they were on the 5th floor.
상관이 자기를 끌어안았어요.
Her supervisor grabbed her.
남자 당할 힘이 없는데.
And she couldn't. He overpowered her and she was raped.
너무 막 고통스러웠어요.
And she was so miserable.
경찰을 고발하고 싶었어요.
She wanted to report it to the police.
근데 경찰을 고발하면
But if I report it to the police,
자기가 강간당했다는 그런 이야기 사람들 알게 될까 봐.
She doesn't want people to find out that she got raped.
이러지 저러지 못하고 고민하고 있어요.
So she was struggling. What do I do?
근데 한 달이 지나고
And then 1 month passed.
두 달 지나고
And 2 months passed.
몸이 좀 이상한 거예요.
Her body felt strange.
그래서 아무래도 이상해서.
And she thought this is strange.
임신 테스트를 했는데.
So she took a pregnancy test.
임신이 된 거예요.
She was pregnant.
너무 놀랐어.
And she was so stunned.
그래 어떻게 하자? 병원에 가서 유산하러 병원을 갔어.
And then what do I do? She went to the clinic to get an abortion.
병원에 갔는데 뱃속에 아기가 자기를 죽이려고 하는지 모르지만
On the way to the clinic, maybe the baby knew that it was going to die.
두드렸대.
And it began to pound on her belly from within.
여자가 얘기했어요.
And the woman said,
난 너 싫어.
I don't want you.
너 원치 않았어.
I never wanted you.
난 내 인생 있어.
I have my life to live.
난 내 삶을 살아야
돼. I gotta live my life.
병원에서 내려서
And she got off at the clinic.
병실까지 가는데
And she was about to walk into the hospital room.
속에서 막 두드렸어.
But the baby in the belly was pounding.
결국 울고 집으로 돌아왔어.
Ultimately she just cried and came back home.
울며 자기 과거에 죽겠어.
And she was tearfully telling me all about her past.
그래서 아기를 어떻게 할 수가 없었어.
And then there's nothing she could do about the baby.
어느 날 생각해 봐요.
And one day she thought about it.
뱃속에 아기가
The baby in the belly.
엄마.
Mommy.
나 살고 싶어.
I want to live.
엄마 왜 자식을 죽이는 엄마가 어디 있어?
You know, how could a mother kill her own child? I cannot. I need to live.
막 그렇게 소리를 들리는 거예요.
It was as if the baby was saying that to her.
몇 날 며칠 동안 고민.
So for days and days she pondered about this.
아기를 낳기로 결정.
And then she decided to have the baby.
회사에 사표를 냈어요.
And so she quit her job.
그 퇴직금만 모아가지고.
And she got her retirement money.
샀어요.
And then she bought a small room.
그리고 아기를 낳을 준비를 했어요.
And she got ready for the birth.
그러니까 자기가 결혼한 아기 낳는 게 너무 부끄러운 일이지만.
And she was ashamed. I'm having a baby out of wedlock.
혼자 이렇게 전혀 모르는 도시에 가.
And so she went to a city where nobody knew her.
그리고 이제. 자기가 이제 미장원에 가서 파마 고대하는 걸 배우고
And she worked at a beauty salon giving perms and curls.
이제 아기를 뱃속에 키우고 있어.
And she wanted to get ready to raise her baby.
10달 된 아기 낳는 너무 잘생긴 아들이었어.
And then after 9 months she had a baby. It was a beautiful boy.
아침에 이제 아기를 안고 가서
In the morning she would breastfeed her baby.
파마 고대하고.
And then go to work and then lay the baby down and she would give perms and curls.
아기랑 둘 다 너무너무 행복한 거야.
And she was so happy living with just her baby.
근데 그때 한 남자가 가까이 다가왔어.
And around that time, a man began to approach her.
그래서 그냥 뭐 어제 한 번씩 알고 인사하는 사람.
You know, occasionally he would say hello, and she thought that was that.
아줌마 왜 그렇게 힘들게 살아요?
And he said to her, "Why do you live so difficult?
그렇게 고생 안 해도 되는데.
You don't have to live this difficult."
그래서 날 둘이 식사를 하면서.
And one day the two of them were eating.
무슨 얘기냐 물어보니까.
No, she asked him, what do you mean?
돈이 있느냐고 묻더라.
He asked her, do you have money?
왜 그러냐고.
Why?
우리 회사에 투자해요.
If you invest in my company,
우리가 많은 이자를 줄 테니까.
You'll get high interest, high dividends.
그 고생 안 해도 돼요.
Then you don't have to live in so much suffering.
좀 생각할 줄 아는 사람 같으면.
You know, a person who knows how to think.
왜 은행에 빌리면 적은 이자 주고 되는데 왜 비싼 이자를 내고 회사가 잘 안 되는 회사죠.
You know, you could get a loan at low interest from a bank. Why are you wanting to get high interest loan from me? Your company must be poor.
자기 아파트를 은행 저당 잡히고.
But she couldn't figure that out, so she put down her house as collateral and took out a big loan from the bank and gave it to him. Suddenly the man did all this math and told her the 5th of every month you're going to give this much interest in your bank account every month. And she was so thankful. But the man took all that money and the next day he ran away to another country. She could not contact him.
아닐 거야. 그런 사람 아닌데.
This can't be true. He's not like that.
아닐 거야.
I know it can't be true.
회사 없는 거예요.
And there was no such company.
이제 그 돈을 잃고 난 뒤에.
After losing all that money.
은행에서 돈을 이자를 안 내면.
If she does not pay the loan,
붙이면,
you know, to the bank.
집 그냥 날라가고.
Then she's gonna lose her house to the bank.
순전히 길거리 어떻게 살지?
How am I gonna live in the streets with my baby?
여자 너무 괴로웠어.
And this woman was so tormented.
이제 사람이 그 이제 강간당한 일이나 회사 나온 일이나 또 이런 왜 나는 어려운 것만 생겨요?
How she got raped, how she had to quit her job, and how this happened to her.
자꾸 어려운 일만 생길 거야.
Why do these miserable things keep happening to me?
도저히 견딜 수 없어.
And she couldn't take it anymore.
어느 날 아이를 친정에 잠깐 맡겼어.
One day she sent her baby to her parents' house.
집에서 문을 걸어 잠그고.
And then at home she locked the door.
칼을 들고.
And picked up a knife.
동맥을 끊어 죽는다.
And she heard that if you cut the wrist, you will die.
동맥 찾지 못하면.
And then she couldn't find the artery, so she just slit.
그리고 피를 흘리며 쓰러졌어.
And then she bled and passed out.
죽어가고 있었어.
She was dying.
근데 생전에 집에 안 오던 아버지가.
But her father, who would never ever visit her,
딸 집에 온 거예요.
That day he came to see her.
문 잠겼어요.
And the door was locked.
밖에서 안에 잠긴 거예요.
He could tell it was locked from within.
문 좀 열어라고.
He banged on the door. Open up, open up.
대답이 없었어요.
No answer.
유창 깨고 들어가 보니까.
He broke the window and jumped in.
자기 딸이 피투성이 돼 죽어.
And he saw his loving daughter covered in blood, dying.
앰뷸런스 불러가지고.
He called an ambulance.
이제 생명을 살렸는데.
And saved her life.
너무 불행한 것이.
But so miserable.
동맥을 끊는 게 아니고 신경을 끊어가지고.
Instead of slitting her artery, she slit her nerves.
왼손을 쓸 수가 없어.
Her left hand became useless.
그러니까 파마는 고쳐도 못하는.
So she could no longer give perms and curls.
백화점에 가서 매니저에게 얘기했어요.
So she spoke with the shopping manager, shopping mall manager. And told the manager her story.
나 일거리 좀 달라.
And asked them, can I get a job here?
매니저가 너무 불쌍해서.
The manager felt so sorry for her.
근데 한 손 못 쓴 여자를 얻었어요.
You know, she has only one good hand. How could he give her a job?
물건은 이제 그 팔 때 그 빈 상자가 있는데.
And, but at mall, they have all these empty boxes.
그걸 일부러 처리하고 한 손 해가지고 손을 끌고 와서 이제 갖다 창고에 쌓는 그런 일.
He gave her the job of collecting those boxes, collapsing them and storing them up.
그러니까 이제 잠이 오지 않는 거예요.
And she couldn't sleep at night.
하루에 많이 자면.
At most per day.
30분 자고.
She would get 30 minutes of sleep.
20분 자는데.
20 minutes of sleep.
그때부터.
And from then on.
어떻게 막 몸이 뚱뚱해지기.
She began to put on all this weight.
아마 내가 60kg나 돼.
Oh, I'm 60 kilos.
70kg.
70 kilos. 80 kilos.
90kg.
90 kilos. 100 kilos. 110 kilos. 120 kilos. She got very big.
아주 불행한 여자였어.
And she was so miserable.
그 여자가 우리 교회 왔었어.
And she began to attend my church.
우리 한 어떤 부인이 그 여자 안고 쭉 복음을 전했는데.
And one lady from my church had sat her down and preached the gospel to her.
구원을 받았어.
And she received salvation.
그날 저 집에 가 자는데.
And that night when she went home to go to sleep,
두 시간을 잠.
She got 2 hours of sleep. And she was so happy. And after that, 3 hours, 4 hours. These days she has 5, 6, 7 hours of sleep a day. And she was so happy. One time, that lady, she came to me and she said, Pastor,
우리 집에 새로 이사 왔는데.
You know, we moved to a new house.
목사님 오늘 저 예배 드려 꼭 목사님 와야 돼.
And we're having service at my house tonight, Pastor. You have to come.
갔어요.
And I went.
구청에서
from the ninth floor
아주 낡은 아파트를 싼 값에 샀어요.
You know, the district, the city offices had purchased a very rundown apartment building.
구청 돈으로 전부 수리를 해서
and the city used their money to renovate that apartment building.
불쌍한 사람들에게 싼 돈을 주는.
And then to the low-income people, they let out those apartments at a very cheap price.
자기는 지하에 담층이 됐는데.
And then she was supposed to move into the basement apartment.
2층에 돈을 한 사람 안 돌아가지고.
But somebody in the second floor didn't move in.
너무너무
she got to move into the apartment on the second floor. She was so happy.
그리고 얼마 있다가.
And then not long after that.
또 교회에서 목사님 왔어요.
I see her at the church. She says, "Pastor, come here."
이제 그냥 체중이 많이 줄었다고 하는데.
And then she says, "I lost so much weight."
뭐가 지금 많이 줄었죠?
Pastor, I lost a lot of weight, didn't I?
저번에 똑같았어요.
In my eyes, she looked the same.
그렇게 기뻐해.
But still, she was so happy.
그래 뭐라 얘기냐면
And then what she says to me is
손목이 아파가지고
One day my wrist hurt so bad
저녁부터 혼자 병원 갈 수도 없고
And then night I couldn't go to the hospital
내가 아주 울었다 가더라고
And it hurt so bad I started crying
날이 밝아 병원에 갔는데
And then the next day I went to the hospital
의사 보니 깜짝 놀라면서
The doctor saw it, he was shocked
신경이 붙었다고
The nerves reattached
이런 일이 없는데
How could this be?
그때 내가 손 정상 움직이는
And I looked at her hand, she was using her hand again And we were so thankful.
그럼 한번 또 목사님.
And one day again, Pastor, come here.
그래.
What are you going to tell me now?
자기가 돈을 생겨서.
She had some money.
은행 갔다 갚았어.
So she went to the bank to pay a little bit of the loan.
원금의 10분의 1도 안 되는 거.
Not even 1/10 of what she owed.
직원이 아줌마 저 좀 따라와.
But the employee at the bank said, "Oh, ma'am, come with me."
직원을 따라갔어요.
And she followed him.
4층으로 데려갔어요.
And he took her to the fourth floor of the bank.
4층문을 여니까 짐장이 있는데.
And it was the branch manager's office.
이 직원이 이야기를 해요.
And the employee explained.
직원이 이 사람이요.
Manager, this lady,
어려워서,
she's so
가난해.
poor. She's so poor.
내가 돈을 안 내서 And 집에 가봤는데.
I went to her house because she couldn't pay her loan.
살아요.
She lives so miserable.
돈을 가져왔어요.
But look, she brought this money today.
놀라 기적이.
This is a miracle.
전사님이 한참 돌아보더니.
The branch director looked at her.
아주머니 고맙습니다.
And said to her, "Lady, thank you."
이걸로 모든 빚이 끝난 걸로.
With this, 그랬습니다. Your loan, your debt is finished.
10분의 1반인데.
Even though it was only 1/10 of what she owed.
며칠 전에 저를 찾아왔어요.
And a few days ago, she came to see me.
사정이 있어서 교회를 한 1년 동안 못 나왔어요.
She says, "For such and such reason, I couldn't come to church for about a year."
목사님 보고 싶어 왔다 그러면.
But pastor, I missed you, so I came.
온라인으로 계속 예배를 드렸대.
She says, "I've been having service online."
아들이 이제 나이가 스물 몇 살이에요.
Her son is now 20-something.
아들이 직장에서 돈을 벌어가지고.
Her son got a job, is working.
엄마가 치료비를 냈다 그러면서. 치료비를 준비 다 준비.
And prepared money to pay for her hospital expenses.
저한테 좋아하는 음식을 사왔어요.
And then she brought some food for me.
제가 예수 안에 사는 사람들 삶을 보면.
When I look at the life of people who live inside of Jesus.
저도 제가 예수 기적적인 일들을 참 많이.
And I too, I got to experience many miraculous things.
우리가 한국에는 실내 야구장이 있어요.
In Korea, there's an indoor baseball stadium.
고척 스카이돔이라고 해서.
It's called the 고척 스카이돔.
실내 야구 종종 우리도 행사를 하는데.
And then we hold our events occasionally at the indoor baseball stadium.
4만 명 돌을 수 실내 야구.
And it's a baseball stadium that fits 30,000-40,000 people.
해마다 부활절을 거기서 했어요.
And every year we held our Easter service there.
새벽에 모여서 찬양하고 그랬는데.
Early in the morning we'd gather, sing praises.
이번에 코로나 때문에 거기 모인 게 불가능했어요.
But because of Corona, we were unable to assemble there.
우리가 이제 걱정을 했어요.
And we got worried.
아, 그럼 어떡하지?
What do we do then?
그래서 온라인으로 하기로.
So we decided let's do it online instead.
온라인으로 하면서.
As we did it online.
러시아어.
In Russian.
중국어.
In Chinese,
영어,
English.
그다음에 저 뭐야? 에스파뇰.
In Spanish.
불어.
French.
한국어.
Korean.
여섯 개 언어로 했는데.
We did it in 6 languages.
제가 믿어지지 않는데.
I couldn't believe it.
매 시간 부활절 행사 때 200만 명이 들어왔어요.
For each our Easter service, 2 million people logged in.
제가 아이 그래.
I thought no.
잘 알아봐 무슨 200만 명.
Look into it. How could it be 2 million?
에스파뇰 이래 통역하던 자매가 있는데.
There is a sister who interprets into Spanish.
그 자매가 하는 이야기가.
And what she said was.
거짓말 댓글이 올라오는.
There was all these comments being posted.
에스파뇰 언어에서만 5천 건이 댓글이.
In Spanish alone, 5,000 comments were posted in a matter of 1 hour and a half.
제가 이거 안 믿을 수가 없었어요.
And I could not not believe it.
5월 달에 제가 집회를 했는데.
And then in May I had a conference.
온라인으로 했는데.
We had an online Bible conference.
깜짝 놀란 거예요.
I was shocked because
276개 방송국이 제 설교 다 중계했어요.
276 TV stations televised all my sermons.
90분짜리 설교 11시간 다 중계했어요.
11 90 minute sermons were all televised.
믿어지지가 않는 거예요.
I couldn't believe it. And I calculated the viewership, it was about a billion. And then we had the fall conference.
655개 방송국이
655 TV stations.
제 설교를 다 중계를
televised all my sermons.
약 20억쯤 그 계산된
The viewership added up to about 2 billion.
그럼 미국에 유명한 방송 다 제 설교를 하는.
And the famous TV station in America televised my sermons.
제가 미국에 와서 큰 방송 여러 방송 인터뷰를 했는데.
And I got to be interviewed on many big TV stations in America.
사람들이 깜짝 놀라.
And they are completely amazed.
제 미국에서만 제 설교를 중계해 주는 방송이 지금 매주 중계하는 방송이 50개.
There are 50 TV stations in America that televise my sermons every week. And I don't even know all their names.
하나님이 우리에게 놀라운 일을 하는 거예요.
God is doing amazing works upon us.
이제 하나님은 가장 중요한 것은
The most important thing with God is
여러분은 여러분의 인생을 살아요.
You live your life.
근데 만약 여러분은 어느 누구든지 불문하고
But no matter who you are
하나님의 마음을 받은
If you receive the heart of God,
여러분의 마음은 안 살고 예수님의 마음으로 살게 돼.
Then you will live not with your heart, but by the heart of Jesus.
그러면 여러분은
Then you,
예수님처럼 하나님의 능력을 행하게 돼요.
Like Jesus, you get to act the power of God.
한국에 많은 게 우리 리더라 그래요.
Many churches in Korea call us cult.
숫들어 지금.
No, but no more.
한국의 CTN 방송에 제 나가는 거 보고
In Korea they saw my sermons being broadcast on CTN
아직 한국인으로 CTN에 방송해 본 사람 한 사람도 없었어
As a Korean there is nobody else who has ever broadcasted on CTN
그 방송 받아 주 방송을 많이 하는데
And there are many Korean people who try to broadcast
한국 교회가 다 달라지는 거예요
And all the churches in Korea are changing
키도 작고
I'm short
세상 아무것도 아닌데
And I'm a nobody in the world
하나님이 일하는 게 믿어지지가 않는
But God is working like this, I cannot believe it.
진짜 이게 저 아이 안 그래 잘 알아봐.
You know, I say, oh, come on, look into it.
근데 우리가 정확하게 시청률을 계산하지 못하지만.
But we cannot come up with the exact numbers for the viewership.
방송국마다 시청률 그 조사된 조
But every station has their numbers on the viewership.
그러니까 그 시청률로 계산 20억 정도가 우리 말씀을 들었다는.
And when we added up the viewership, about 2 billion people were able to hear our words.
남미나,
South America,
중미,
Mid Central
아프리카,
America, Africa.
그 대부분 우리 설교를.
And most people there got to listen to our sermons.
여러분 이건 잘 안 믿어지죠?
You know, it's hard to believe, right?
사실이에요.
But it's true.
정말 놀라워요.
It's so amazing.
지난번에 4개국 아프리카를 방문했어요.
Recently I visited 4 countries in Africa.
케냐,
Kenya,
Ghana, 코트디부아르, 토고,
and Togo.
네 개 나라 정부가 우리를 적극적으로
And the governments of those 4 countries are so willing to help us.
정말 하나님 너무너무 감사하고
And really God, we're so thankful to God.
아프리카에 저 거의 대부분의 막 우리 설교 중계해.
And almost every station in Africa they're televising our sermons.
이번에 영화를 만들어 가지고
And so this time we made the movie.
우리가 23일까지
And by until the 23rd.
우리 설교에 쓰고
We'll use it in our mission.
그다음부터 모든 방송에 다 공개해 주려고.
And after that we're going to share with all All the TV stations.
그 여러분 뭐 돈으로 따지면 하나님 없는데 우리 전부 무료로 하고.
And we don't need to calculate the money. We'll just give it to them for free.
이번 크리스마스 때 대부분의 방송국은.
So most of the TV stations during this Christmas.
우리 방송을 중계할 거예요.
They will televise our sermons.
내가 이런 일들이 어떻게 일어날 수 있는지.
So how could these things be?
정말 사람들 저를 이단이라 그랬거든.
And there were people who used to call me cult.
한국 사람들 저를 다 이단이라 그래.
And there are many Korean people who called me cult.
그 이야기 땅 지났어.
But no more.
우리가 지난번에 그 기자회견을 했는데.
Last time we had a press conference.
기자들이 한 100명 왔는데.
About 100 people from the media came.
우리 교회는 다른 교회 목사님들만 500명이 왔어요.
And then pastors not from our church, other churches 500 pastors came.
우리 그 기자회견한 거 보려고.
They came to watch our press conference.
하나님이 앞에 길을 열 너무너무 놀라운 거예요.
It's so amazing how God is opening the doors before us.
하나님이 어느 날 나에게 무슨 일을 했냐면
And one day what God did to me was
예수님의 피가 내 죄를 다 했다는 사실을 1962년 10월 7일 날 처음으로 성경에서 내가 발견했어요.
In 1962 October 7th for the first time God allowed to realize through the Bible that the blood of Jesus has forgiven my sins.
그날부터 제 삶이 달라지기 시작했어요.
From then on my life started to change.
장로교회 다니고 있었는데
I used to be going to Presbyterian church.
목사님 다 죄인이라 그래요.
Pastor everybody there they said they're sinners.
그리고 매주 토요일 저녁마다
And every Saturday evening
우리 시골 교회니까 교인이 한 200명 되는데
It was a church of about 200 people.
합창단이 한 25명쯤 돼요.
There's about 25 people in the choir.
토요일 저녁마다 저 성가 연습을 해요.
And Saturday evening we have choir practice.
연습을.
Choir practice for Sunday service.
마치고 나면
But once we're done,
10월 여름에 과수원에 가고 참외밭에 가고
You know, in the countryside we go to the watermelon fields or the melon farms.
막 그랬는데
And we go out to bakeries and things like that.
마치고 앞에 나 이야기를 했어요.
But once we were done, I stepped to the front and I said
어떻게 내 죄가 사해진 이야기를 했어요.
I told them how my sins got forgiven.
우리 청년들이 박사님 나도 그렇다 어찌해야 되노?
And the young people told me, Oh, Brother Park, I agree with you. What do I do?
그렇게 이야기를 했어요.
And that was what they said.
그러고 난 뒤에
But after that,
딱 한 달 제가 교회 성도 제사 안 받아야 한다고 그러고
And for one month I told my church members you have to receive the forgiveness of sins.
교회 성도 나를 이상하게 보더라고
But the members of the church began to look at me like I was weird.
목사님 나를 돌려요.
And the pastor began to ostracize me.
예배 시간에
And during service
박수 선생 주일날 차 탔다고 수찬 정지 처분을 내린다.
He said Mr. Oksu Park you got into a car on a Sunday therefore you will be punished.
목사의 수찬 정지가 뭡니까?
Oh, what punishment, Pastor?
성찬식에 참사하죠.
You are not allowed to participate in the communion.
저 주일날 차 타고 죄지었다.
You sinned because you got into a car on a Sunday.
제가 웃었어요.
So I laughed.
목사님 따님은
Pastor, what about your daughter?
대구 학교를 다녔는데
She goes to school in 대구.
토요일까지 학교 있다가
She's at school until Saturday.
토요일 오후에
And Saturday afternoon
집에 와서
She comes home
자고
sleeps
주일 아침에 예배 드리고
morning,
점심 먹고
service,
차 타고 왔는데
And goes back on a car.
주일날 일주일에 꼭 다 타는데
Every Sunday she rides in the car.
목사님 따님은요 하고 싶은데
I wanted to say Pastor what about your daughter?
목사님 괜히 곤란하게 할 필요 없어.
I didn't want to, you know, put him in a weird situation.
그리고 한 달쯤 지난 뒤에.
And then after about a month,
선교학교에 들어가게 됐어.
I entered the missionary school.
선교학교를 마치고 난 뒤에.
And after finishing the missionary school,
다른 사람은 우리 교회 오라고 다 전체로 오라는 교회가 없어.
All other students were called to serve, but there was no one asking me to come.
저는 악곡동이라는 산 속에 제가 전에 지나가다 한번 전도 한번 경험했는 지방입니다.
And then I went to a town called Apgokdong in the mountains. It was a town I used to witness one time.
그래서 9개월 동안을 살았어요.
And I lived there for 9 months.
갈 때 쌀 한 2리터.
And then I had just a handful of rice with me when I went there.
돈 2,000원.
About $2 of money.
그게 전부 다였어요.
That was all that I had.
9개월 동안
For 9 months,
사람들 구걸 하지 아니하고.
I didn't beg to people.
그다음에 또 내가 음식 달라고 얘기도 안 했는데.
I didn't ask people for food.
9개월 동안 살면서
But as I lived there for 9 months
하나님이 저를 9개월 동안 먹이시는 그게 너무 신기했어요.
And it was so amazing how God was feeding me for 9 months.
처음에는 배고파서
At first I was so hungry.
나무 잎이나 새순 같은 거 꺾어 먹고
And so I would eat tree leaves or tree bark something like that or tree roots.
근데 제가 얼마든지 살겠더라.
And I thought yeah I could live there.
하여튼 사는데
And I just lived there.
그러면서 제가 3개월 지난 뒤에
And then 3 months after that
한 부인이 있는데
There was this one lady
남편은 소경이고
Her husband is blind
이제 세 아이 엄마인데
And she was a mother of 3
시골에 멸치, 다시마, 마른 그 근원물을 이고 다니면서 지집마다 파는 가난한 여자였어요.
You know, she would carry like anchovies and dried sea goods and sold it door to door.
우리 집에 그 부인이 그 물건 팔 우리 주인 집에 왔네.
And that lady came to see my landlord to sell her stuff.
우리 집에 이제 방이 저 부엌이 있고 안방이 있고 마루가 있고 작은 방이 있네.
And so at the house where I live, there's the kitchen, there's the master bedroom, a patio, and then a small room.
낮만 되면 아침만 되면은
and every morning,
남편 돌이 일하러 가고
the owner, the husband would go out to work.
우리 주인 아주머니 굉장히 좋은 사람인데
and the landlord lady, she's a very nice person.
담배를 그렇게 많이
she smoked a lot.
담배를 많이
and she smoked a lot.
그러니까 시골에 담배 살 돈이 없으니까
but she doesn't have money to buy cigarettes.
담배 농사를 지어가지고
so she would grow tobacco.
담배 잎하고 줄기를
and then get the tobacco vines.
그늘을 넣
She would dry the tobacco leaves in the sun.
담배 하나 비벼가지고.
And then she would roll it up.
아까 거기다 이제 신문지에다 이렇게 침을 빨리 말아가지고.
And then wrap it, roll it up in a newspaper, and then smoke it.
아줌마.
I would tell her, lady.
왜 담배를 그렇게 피워요?
Why do you smoke so much?
담배가 신문지에 그 연 중독 있어요.
You know, you'll get lead poisoning from the newspaper.
그렇죠. 아, 그거 많이 피우면 안 좋아. 좀 적게 피워.
You know, smoking is bad for you. Don't smoke so much.
청각 몰라 그래.
Young man, you don't know.
난 머리가 안 피면 안 돼.
No, I gotta smoke.
하여튼 참 좋은 분이.
She was a very nice person. She was really good to me.
피우고 또 피우고.
But she would always be smoking again and again.
어느 날.
But one day.
전 아침에 오전에 주로 성경을 읽었어요.
In the mornings, I would usually read the Bible.
그 아줌마 아는 분이 왔는 것 같아.
And somebody she knew came over.
저 다시마 팔고 미역 팔고 이거 왔는데.
You know, carrying the anchovies and the sea goods to sell.
한참 이야기하다가.
And while they were talking,
제가 우리 방 앞에 있는 그 작은 알루미늄 솥을 그 부인이 봤어요.
That lady saw the small aluminum pot that was outside of my room.
너 아랫방 옆방에서 새 놨나?
Oh, is somebody living in your little room?
교회 전도사 왔다.
Oh yeah, the minister from the church.
전도사님.
A minister?
어디서 오셨는데?
Where is he from?
대구에서 왔다.
He's from 대구.
근데 그분이 나한테 참 묻는 걸 다 들리시오.
And I could hear that lady inquiring about me.
내가 그분 교회 나가는 분이 틀려서.
And then surely I could tell she goes to church.
성경을 들고 나가.
So I picked up my Bible and I went out.
두 시간 동안 이야기하는 동안.
And for 2 hours I spoke with her.
그 부인이 죄사함을 받았다.
Through it that lady received the forgiveness of sins.
이분이 너무너무 변한.
And she changed so much.
정말 그렇게 기뻐하고 남편은 앞을 못 본 소경이고.
And she rejoiced so much. Her husband is blind.
아이들 데리고 막 그렇게 어렵게 산에가 나무하고.
And then you know she lived so poor with her kids. She would go out to the mountains to get wood.
나보다 나이가 24살 많아.
And she was 24 years older than me.
진짜 너무 변해서.
And she changed so much.
근데 제가 그 다음에 거창으로 옮겨갔어요.
And after that, I was moved to 거창.
근데 저를 장사하고 나간 사이에.
And then while she was out selling stuff, I moved.
그냥 그 차원에 저를 찾아왔어.
So she came all the way to 거창 to find me.
시장에 내가 막 전도하니까 만나서 금방 만나.
And she saw me witnessing the markets.
그 아주머니 보고 내가 이제 그 압곡도 있는 그 동네는 사람들이 한 20~30명 모이는데.
And then at that village in 압곡동, about 20-30 people gathered.
복음을 전하러 갔어요.
I went there to preach the gospel.
안 할래, 나 못 한다. 그래서.
I told her to preach the gospel. She says, "No, I can't. I can't."
그 아줌마가 복음을 전해.
But that lady started preaching the gospel there.
큰 역사.
And great works of the gospel happened.
그 아줌마 복음 듣고 구원받아 목회자 된 사람.
Many people heard the gospel from her and became pastors.
귀신 들린 사람들 병든 사람 다 나.
And demon possessed people got healed by her. You know, she couldn't even sell stuff anymore.
10년 전에.
And then about 10 years ago,
아줌마 세상을 떠.
That lady passed away.
지금까지 그 아줌마 계산 그때 한 100살 지금 있었으면 한 100살쯤.
And if she was alive now, she'd be about 100 years old.
근데 너무 사람 변하는 게 아름다워.
But it's so beautiful to see people changing.
근데 하나님은 성경 말씀 속에 하나님의 마음을 넣어서.
But God put the heart of God inside of the words of the Bible.
이 성경을 읽고 믿을 때,
when you read the Bible and believe,
이 성경 안에는 그 말씀이 자기 마음 안에 들어와서,
the words inside of the Bible enter your heart,
우리를 작은 예수를 만들어,
and makes us into small Jesuses,
그리고 우리 안에서 놀랍게 일을 하는 거예요,
and it works amazingly inside of us.
자, 이제 오늘 우리는
Today we
38년 된 병자가 예수님을 만났어요.
The man with the infirmity for 38 years met Jesus.
나면서부터 이 사람은 걷질 못해요.
Ever since he was born, he was unable to walk.
부모님이 말을 고치를 얼마나 애썼겠습니까?
And his parents, they must have worked, tried so hard, trying to heal him.
나이가 38살이 된
And he became 38 years old.
아버지도 세상 떠나, 어머니도 세상 떠나 혼자.
His mother, his father passed away. He's all by himself.
베데스다 연못가에서 예수님을 만났어요.
And he met Jesus at the pool of Bethesda.
예수님이 많은 사람 말고 그 병자를 찾아갔어요.
And Jesus did not come to many other people but to this sick man.
그래서 물어서 네가 낫고 싶으냐?
Jesus asked him, "Wilt thou be made whole?"
주여, 물이 동할 때 천사가 물에 모세 가면 내 병이 낫는 줄 알지만
Lord, I know when the water is troubled if I go in I'll be
healed. 나는 모세 넣어 줄 사람이 없어서.
But there's no man to put me into the pool.
내가 또한 단서를 먼저 내려가서.
And as I go in another steps in before me.
그래 있습니다.
So that's why I'm here.
예수님 말씀하셨어요.
And then Jesus said,
일어나 내 자를 들고 걸어가라.
Rise, take up thy bed and walk.
성경이 이렇습니다.
And this is what the Bible says.
내가 성경부터 이해가 되는 말씀도 있지만
There are words in the Bible that you do understand.
그러니 말도 안 돼.
But there are words where you say that's nonsense.
왜?
Why?
예수님은
Because Jesus
우리 인간이 아니니까.
He is not human like us.
인간 모든 게 제한 한계가 있잖아요.
But there's a limit to everything of us humans.
그렇죠?
Right?
밥 잘 맘만 잘 먹어도 한가만히 못 먹죠.
No matter how much you can eat, you can't eat a whole sack of rice,
그렇죠?
right?
모든 데 제한돼 있어.
Everything of us is limited.
하나님은
But God,
어느 누구에게도 제한을 받지 않아요.
He is not limited by anyone at all.
그 하나님의 말씀이 내 마음에 들어오면
And when the word of God enters your heart.
그때부터 하나님 마음이 내 마음 안에 일을 하는 거예요.
From then on, the heart of God begins to work in your heart.
38년 된 병자가
Man with the infirmity for 38 years.
자리에 누워 있었어요.
He was lying there in his spot.
앉아서 누워서.
He was lying there.
사람을 손 내밀면서 동전 몇 개 받아가지고 또 사서 이제 음식 뭐 그렇게 사는.
And begging with his hand to people passing by, getting some coins and eating food.
예수님이 물어서 네가 낫고자 하나요?
And Jesus asked him, "Wilt thou be made whole?"
주여 물이 동할 때 나를 모세 넣어줄 사람이 없어서.
Lord, when the water is troubled, there's no man to put me into the pool.
내가 다른 사람 먼저 내려가네.
And as I go in, another steps in before me.
근데 그때 예수님께서 어떤 말씀이 나왔냐면.
But right then, what Jesus said was,
일어나 내 자를 들고 걸어가.
Rise, take up thy bed and walk.
병자 그에도 무슨 생각 들었겠어요?
And what do you think the sick man thought when he heard this?
나 못 걸어가.
I can't walk.
나 걸어보려 그렇게 했었어요.
I tried a lot.
일어나 걸어보려 발버둥도 치고.
I struggled really hard trying to
walk. 또 넘어지고 또 넘어지고 또 넘어지고.
But I fell again and again and again.
내가 걸어갈 수 있다면
If I could
왜
walk,
누워 있겠어요?
Why would I be lying
걸어가지.
here? I would walk if I could.
못 걷는 건 너무 잘 알아요.
And he knows very well he cannot walk.
예수님이 일어나 내 자리로 걸어가라.
But Jesus said, "Rise, take up thy bed and walk."
그 이야기가 병자의 귀를 통해서
these words
머리에까지 들어왔어요.
Through the ears, his ears, these words reached his head.
마음에서 그 이야기 소리를 치고 있는 거예요.
And now these words are echoing in his heart.
일어나 내 자리를 들고 걸어가라.
Rise, take up thy bed and walk.
일어나 내 자리를 걸어가라.
Rise, take up thy bed and walk.
마음에 울리는데
it is echoing in his heart.
그 마음에는
but in his heart.
내가 어떻게 걸어?
How can I walk?
나 못 걸어.
I can't walk.
나 걸으려고 해봤어.
I've tried to walk.
넘어졌어.
I fell.
수없이 했어.
I tried many times.
내가 30번 걸으려고 했어. 안 돼.
I tried so hard to walk. I couldn't.
돼.
I can't. No, I can't.
그거 정확하게 자기가 자기 알죠.
And he knows that very well exactly about himself.
그렇잖아요.
Isn't that right?
예수님이 일어나 자리를 들고 걸어라.
But Jesus told him, rise, take up your bed and walk.
병자가 또 마음이 있었습니까?
And what did the sick man say?
그 병자의 마음을 좀 들어봤어.
And I tried to feel out his heart.
그랬으면 얼마나 좋을까?
Ah, yeah, I wish I could. That'd be nice.
예수님 안 돼요.
But Jesus, I can't.
빵이나 먹게.
Just give me some bread.
돈 좀 주세요.
Just give me some money.
그랬을 것 같아요.
I think that's what he would have said.
근데 놀라운 건.
But the amazing thing is,
이 병자가 예수의 말씀을 듣고 걷기 시작했어.
The sick man heard the words of Jesus and began to walk.
어떻게 걸었을까?
How was he able to walk?
생각.
But think about it.
말도 안 돼.
Nonsense.
예수님.
Jesus.
말씀하지 않아도.
Even though you don't say so.
걷고 싶었어.
I want to walk.
그래 해봤어.
And I've tried it.
안 됐어요.
But I failed.
얼마나 내가 걸으려고 했는지 아십니까?
Do you know how hard I've tried to walk?
내가 나무 붙잡고 매달리며 걸어보려고 했으면 안 됐어.
I tried to put myself up on a tree. I couldn't.
한 발짝도 걸어보자 안 됐어요.
I couldn't even do one step. This is nonsense.
내가 소원이 걷는 건데.
My wish is to walk.
38년 안 됐어.
For 38 years, I failed.
그때
But right then,
병자 마음이 왜 바뀌었을까?
Why did the sick man's heart change?
안 되는 거 알고
he knows he
이제 더 하지도 않고 안 되는 분명히 아는데
he clearly knows he is unable.
병자가 어떻게 걸었을까?
But how was the sick man able to walk?
전 병자가 된 생각을 했어요.
And I became him and I thought about it.
내가 지금까지 내 생각 따라 살았는데
Until now I live following my own thoughts.
내 삶에 좋은 게 뭐가 있어?
And how did that help my life?
비참하게 이렇게 살았어요.
It just made my life pitiful.
그 병자 마음 속에서
And so from the heart of the sick man
내가 안 되지만
Even though I can't
저분 말씀 들어보자
But let me listen to his words
저분이 걸어가라고 하는데
If he tells me to walk
안 될 때 안 되더라도
You know even though I may fall
저분 걸을 수 있어요 걸으라고 하는데
He's telling me to walk because I can
걸어보자
Alright let me go do it then
마음이 처음부터 그런 건 안 갖고
His heart wasn't like that to begin with.
웃었는데.
At first he just laughed.
예수님 말씀 한번 들어보세요.
But let me listen to those words of Jesus.
그는 허리를 굽혀 두 손으로 땅을 짚고
And he bowed his down. He began to push off the ground and picked himself up.
팔을 펴면서
And he pushed off with his arms.
몸을 익혀보는 거예요.
And lifted up his body.
이렇게 지내.
I'm able to get up.
이제 부렸던 무릎을 펴면서
and he began to extend his
몸을
knees
세워봤어요.
And straightened his body.
꿈이야.
Am I dreaming?
내가,
Am
내가,
I dreaming?
내가 일어나고 있네.
I'm getting up.
내가 일어나고 있어.
I'm getting up.
이 제발 꿈이 아니기를.
Oh, please let it not be a dream. This is real.
일어나고 있어.
Oh, I'm getting up.
예수님 뭐라 그랬지?
And what does Jesus say?
자를 들고 걸어가라.
Take up your bed and walk.
자를 들었어.
He picked up his bed.
그리고
And then he just walked. He said, "Walk." So he just walked. He walked all day long. He just walked. Amen. Jesus was nowhere to be found. It was amazing. The most amazing thing about this scripture is this story.
38년 병자만 아니고
It's not only for the man with the infirmity for 38 years
나도
Me too
나도
Me too
성경의 말씀을
The words in the Bible
받아들이면
If I accept it
이렇게 역사한
Such works happen in me
정확하게
Exactly so
예수님은
Jesus
어제나
Yesterday
오늘이나
Today
영원토록
Forever
동일하십니다.
He is the same
그 병자에게 하신 것처럼
As he did to the sick man
나에게도 하고 싶어
He wants to do so to me
그 병자를 도우신 것처럼
As he helped the sick man
나를 도우시고
He wants to help me
그 병자의 죄를 사한 것처럼
As he forgave the sins of the sick man
내 죄를 사하신다는
He forgives my sins too
그
And I knew it clearly
그때부터
From then on
제 마음에
In my heart
주님 주시는 마음을
I followed the heart that the Lord gave me.
인간적으로 불가능한 일이지만.
So even though things are impossible humanistically,
그걸 시작했어.
I began to do them.
1999년.
In 1999.
심장이 너무 안 좋았어.
My heart was very sick.
그래서 뉴욕에서 집회를 하고.
And we had a conference in New York.
남미를 가야 하는.
And I needed to go to South America.
제가 처음에 군대에서.
In the army, long time ago.
레인저 훈련을 받는데.
I received the ranger training.
예, 레인저는 그 어디서 활동 적진 안에 적게 땅에 들어가 활동하는 거죠.
And ranger training is all about doing your things within the enemy territory.
훈련이 아주 강해요.
And so the training is very intense.
제가 레인저 훈련을 받는데.
I was receiving the ranger training.
아침에 이제 식사로 나가면은.
And in the morning when you go out to eat.
앞에 큰 상자 있는데.
You know, there is this big box in front of you.
소금을 상자 갖다.
And it's packed with salt.
수탕에다 소금을 넣어요.
And so you put salt in your water bottle, and you eat a handful of salt.
땀을 너무 많이 흘리기 때문에.
Because you sweat so much,
소금기가 다 빠져나가요.
You lose all your salt from your body.
한 주머니씩 소금을 넣어요.
So you have to eat handfuls of salt.
하여튼 훈련 그래 가지고 우리가 그 높은 산꼭대기에서.
And then we would go to high mountains.
300 몇십 미터 되는 그
330 meter mountain.
이제 줄을 타고 떨어져.
We would ride on a cable, jump down into rivers.
불과 그게 뭐 20 몇 초 만에.
And you know, we have to travel that distance in like 20 meters, 20 seconds. It's dangerous.
그러니까 이게 딱 도로가 너무 빨리 가기 때문에.
Because you're traveling so fast on the cable.
너무 일찍 오면.
If you let go too fast.
너무 높이 떨어지니까.
The fall is very high.
물에 또 부딪혀 죽게 돼.
You crash into the water, you die.
너무 늦게 오면.
If you let go too late.
그,
받침에 부딪혀 죽게 돼.
You know, you'll hit the support and you'll die.
어느 날,
one day,
제가 집합하는데.
They said assemble.
날려고 막 달려가는.
And I was running to the spot. But my body it just collapsed.
그때 제가 뭘 하냐면.
At the time, what I did was.
내 심장이 안 좋다는 걸 처음 알았어.
I realized for the first time my heart is sick.
1999년.
And then in 1999.
제가 뉴욕에서 다음에 집회를 마치고.
After the conference in New York.
다음에 저 남미에 가야 하는데.
I needed to go to South America.
근데 그때 내 아내 의논했어요.
At the time, I discussed with my wife.
내가 이때 야 남미 갈 수 있겠나?
Am I? Can I go to South America?
한국으로 돌아갈까?
Should we go back to Korea?
죽더라도 가서 하다 죽자.
No, even if we die, let's go there and die.
남미에 가서 집회를 하는데.
And we were having our conference in South America.
거의 죽을.
You know, we almost died during the conference.
마치고 이제 한국하는 비행기를 탔는데.
And after we're done, I got on the plane to go back to Korea.
형제자매들이.
The brothers and sisters.
다 마중 나왔어.
They all came out to say goodbye.
돌아가면서 형제들 다 한 말이 파우크 목사 이제 마지막.
And they all said, "Ah, this is the end for Pastor Park." They said.
정말 심장 나쁜 놈. 그때 우리 그 선교센터 8층짜리 선교센터 짓는.
At that time, we were building our 8-story mission center.
거기 올라가 일하는 인부를 벌써 너무 가슴이 떨렸어.
I couldn't look at the workers.
눈을 감고 그랬어.
Because it would make my heart pound. I had to close my eyes.
저 그때는 한 2개월이나 3개월 더 살 수 없어.
At that, back then, I thought I wouldn't live maybe 2 or 3 more months only.
그날 이제 송호소가 때 캠프를 하는데.
And then we were having our camp at the Songho Pine Fields.
몸이 안 좋으니까 거의 누워 있었어요.
And because my body's not well, I was just lying there.
우리가 본부에서 주일학교까지 한 500m 거리가.
You know, from the headquarters to the Sunday school is about 500 meters away.
그때 내가 네 번을 걸어서 그 모래사는 길 다녀온 거예요.
And that day I could really see that I had made 4 round trips that day.
아무리 계산 네 번이.
No matter how much I counted, I had made 4 round trips that day. I couldn't believe it.
내가 그 네 번 아무 생각 네 번이야.
4 round trips, yeah, it was 4.
그 500m 안 돼도 2km 안 돼도 뭐 1.5km 될 건데.
And so it was at least 1.5 kilometers that I had walked.
내가 손을 딱 놨어.
And then I just let it go.
아, 내 병을 고치시고.
Ah, God has healed me.
그날 아침 일어났어요.
And I got up the next morning.
조깅을 시작했어요.
I started jogging.
조깅했는데.
I started jogging.
수양을 마치고.
After the retreat.
나 대전 살 때인데.
I used to live in Daejeon at the time.
둘째 앞에 서대전 여자 고등학교가 있어요.
In front of our church is the Sodaejeon Women's High School.
운동장이 너무 아름다워.
They have a beautiful field.
거기 이제 소나무 쫙 있는데.
There are a bunch of pine trees there.
새벽에 가서 거기서 운동이 한 바퀴 300m인데.
And early morning, I would go and run. One lap is 300 meters.
하도 숨이 차 가슴 아파.
And I would be out of breath. I could only run 2 laps.
계속 나왔다고 믿고.
But I believe that I'm healed. I kept on running.
조그마한 가벼운 운동화를 사가지고.
And I bought a pair of light shoes.
계속 집에 아프리카 가서도 새벽이라 달리고.
And then even in Africa, early in the morning, I would run in Russia.
2km,
2 kilometers,
3 kilometers,
3 kilometers,
4 kilometers,
4 kilometers,
5 kilometers.
5 kilometers.
뛰다 보니까.
As I kept on running,
심장이 너무너무 좋아지는 거예요.
And my heart started to get so much better.
요즘 제 심장을 체크하면은.
These days when I get my heart checked,
우리 교회 장로님 최신 우리 교회 제일 좋대요.
The elder at my church says you have the best heart in the church.
하나님께서 내 삶 속에 살아 일하는데.
God is living and working in my life.
이유는 단 하나예요.
And only for one reason.
그 말씀 믿음으로 받아들일 때.
When you believe and accept the word by faith.
그 말씀은 하나님의 마음이에요.
The word is the heart of God.
예수님께서 말씀하셨어요.
And Jesus said.
내 법을
for my
law, 마음에 두고.
I'll put it in their hearts.
생각에 기록하라.
And write it in their thoughts.
내 법을 제 마음에 두고 제 생각에.
I will put my laws in their hearts and write it in their thoughts.
예수님 법은 예수님의 마음인데.
The law of Jesus is the heart of Jesus.
제가 그 사실을 받아들였을 때.
And when I got to accept that fact.
예수님이 내 안에 일하는 거예요.
Jesus is working in me.
38년 된 병자가.
The man with 38 years. He knows he cannot walk.
없어요.
He cannot.
예수님은 잘 들고 걸어.
But Jesus says, take up your bed and walk.
그런 것은.
He walked because.
왜 그랬습니까?
Why?
자기가 그런 게 아니에요.
He didn't do it himself.
예수님의 말씀이.
But the words of Jesus.
38년 된 병자 마음에 들어가서.
Entered the heart of the man with their infirmity.
그걸 갈 수 있도록 만든 거예요.
And made him able to walk.
성경 말씀을 내가 읽고.
When you read the words of the Bible.
믿었을 때.
And believe it.
놀랍게 역사를 하는 거예요.
God works amazingly.
전 아무것도 아닌 사람.
I was a nobody.
세계 최고의 목사.
But I've become the world's best pastor.
제가 설교를 하면
When I preach,
설교를 듣는 사람이
People who listen to the sermons,
수천 명, 수만 명이 들어요.
Thousands, tens of thousands of people listen.
깜짝깜짝 놀라요.
And now you get completely amazed.
저 아무것도 아닌 사람이
Me, I'm nothing.
단 하나
But one thing.
성경 예수님 말씀 내 마음에 받아들여.
I accepted the words of Jesus in the Bible into my heart.
8년 된 명년 뭘 했습니까?
And what did the man with the infirmity do?
아무것도 안 했어요.
He didn't do anything.
일어나 내 자리들을 걸어가라.
Rise, take up thy bed and walk.
그 전에 이 병자는
Before that, this sick man,
여러 번 걸으려고 해봐도 안 됐기 때문에
He tried to walk many times, but he couldn't.
걷는 다 안 돼 포기했고
You know, he just gave up from walking and didn't walk anymore.
안 되는 알기 때문에
And because he knows that he tries, he can't do it.
자기 마음에는
But in his heart,
나 해봤어.
I've tried.
백 번도 해봤어.
I tried 100 times.
안 돼.
I can't.
넘어졌어.
I fell.
다치기만 했어.
And now he got hurt. It doesn't work.
38년 동안 했어.
I tried 38 years. I can't do this.
그런 마음으로 병이 왔어.
He was packed with that kind of a heart.
그날 베스 연못가에서 예수님이
That day at the pool of Bethesda, Jesus said to him.
예수님 병자에게서.
Jesus said to the sick man.
일어나 내 자리로 걸어가.
Rise, take up thy bed and walk.
병자는
And then the sick man.
자기가 일어나 걸어갈 수는 너무 잘 알고.
He knows very well he cannot rise up and walk.
경험해봤지만.
And he knows he tried, but
그날
That day.
예수님의 말씀이
The words of Jesus
자기 생각을 이긴 날이었어요.
Was the day the words of Jesus defeated his heart.
오늘 여러분들도
Today you also
성경 읽지만
Even though you read the Bible
기도하지만
Even though you pray
결론적으로
Ultimately
여러분 생각하고 예수 생각이 부딪힌다.
Your thoughts clash against the thoughts of Jesus.
사니까 지혜로웠어요.
Because you have wisdom in your life.
난 믿음이 없어.
Oh yeah, I don't have faith.
난 그렇게 못.
Oh yeah, I can't do that.
난 대충 이렇게 살
Yeah, I just live like this.
내가 뭐 큰 목사다.
I'm not no big pastor.
뭐 기름 가, 믿음 가지고
you know, what big faith,
아무거나
whatever.
살면 되지.
You know, let Pastor Park do that.
대부분 그런 삶을 살.
Most people live that kind of a life.
이 병자는
But this sick man
처음으로
For the first time
예수의 말씀을 받았어
He accepted the words of Jesus
아 저분이
아 he
나를 일어나 걸어
He's telling me to rise up and walk
정말 그랬으면 얼마나 좋을까
If that really could be how nice that would be
선생님
Sir
나도 걸어가고 싶어
I want to walk too
해봤어요
I've tried
안 돼요
But I failed
돈이나 주세요.
Just give me some money.
아니나 사먹게.
And I'll get some bread.
그랬어야 하는데.
That's what he should have said.
그 병자가 그 마음이 그런데.
And that's how his heart is. But
예수님 말씀 그 병자 마음에 역사를 했어.
But the words of Jesus worked in the heart of this man.
나 지금까지 내 생각 따라 살았는데.
Until now, I live following my thoughts.
잘된 게 뭐가 있어?
What was so great about that?
저분 날 못 걸어간 저분밖에 없어.
And he's the only one who's telling me to walk.
저분의 말씀 들어보자.
So let me listen to what he says.
그러니까 거기서 자기 생각 예수의 말씀대로 싸움을 했어.
And right then, as he fought against his own thoughts with the words of Jesus.
예수의 말씀 끄집어 변치 않고 너 일어나 잘 들어.
The words of Jesus does not change. Rise, take up your bed and walk. Walk.
걸어가. 걸어가. 걸어.
Walk. Walk.
예수 말씀 그래.
That's the words of Jesus.
병자 나 못 걸어가.
Sick man, that I can't walk.
못 걸어가.
I can't
해봤어.
walk. I've tried. I can't.
어떻게 걸어? 다리가 다 말랐는데.
I can't. My legs are all withered.
어느 시간이 지나자.
But as time passed,
병자 태어난 난생 처음으로
for the first time in his life, the sick man
자기를 부인하기 시작했어.
He began to deny himself.
나 내 생각대로 살았는데.
I followed my thoughts.
잘 된 게 뭐가 있어?
But what? How did it turn out?
너무 너무 비참해.
It's so pitiful.
나 더 이상 이렇게 살고 싶지.
I don't want to live like this anymore.
난 죽어도 이렇게 살고 싶지.
Even if I die, I don't want to live like this.
나 저분 말씀 한번 들어.
Let me listen to his words.
놀라운 것은
The amazing thing is
그 병장 자기 마음에 있는 생각이 항상 자기 모든 걸 이겼는데
And the sick man everything always his own thoughts
예수 말씀이 그 마음에
prevailed in his heart but this time the words of Jesus entered him
그 병장 안에 소리치는 거예요
And inside he's shouting
내 자리들을 걸어가라
Rise, take up your bed and walk.
걸어가라 걸어가라 걸어가라
walk 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 walk
그래
Ah, that's right
난 내 생각 따라 살았나
I used to follow my own thoughts And it was all failure.
오늘 저분 말씀.
So today, let me listen to His words.
예수 말씀부터.
Let me listen to the words of Jesus.
그래서.
And then,
말씀을 듣고.
Listen to the words of Jesus.
지금까지 막 자기하고 다른 그거를 말도 안 돼, 말도 안 돼, 안 돼, 들었어, 듣지 않았는데.
And until now, he had not been listening. Oh, it doesn't make sense. No, yeah, I can't do it. But
병자만 그런 게 아니죠.
Not only is the sick man like
많은
that.
많은 이야기예요.
We hear many
다
words.
다 듣잖아요.
We don't listen to them all.
내가 판단해가지고.
You judge them yourself. I don't think so.
되지만 싫어.
I don't like this.
힘들어, 네.
But this is difficult. I don't want to do it.
그렇게 이런 마음 판단.
That's how you judge in your heart.
병자 또 그랬어.
And so did the sick man.
그날,
but that day,
예수의 말씀이 힘이 있었어요.
There was power in the words of Jesus.
일어나자도.
Rise, take up your bed and walk.
예, 예수님.
Yes, Jesus.
지금까지 내 생각까지 살았어.
Until now, I lived with my own thoughts.
안 됐습니다.
It did, and it failed.
이제.
Now,
나도 예수의 말씀.
I want to hear your words, Jesus.
그래. 나 너무 비참하게 살았고.
You know, I live so pitiful.
배고프고.
And I'm hungry.
어렵게 살았어.
I live so poor.
예수님 날 보고 걸어가라고.
But Jesus, you're telling me to walk.
예, 예수님.
Yes, Jesus.
베드로가 말했지요.
And Peter said,
우리가 밤이 맞도록 수월하였으되,
we have toiled all night long.
얻은 것이 없지만,
yet have taken nothing.
말씀에 의지해서 거물을 내리겠어.
But I will let down the net at Thy word.
베드로 그렇게 말했어.
That's what Peter said.
이날 수많은 사람 속에 들어간 예수의 말씀이,
today the words of Jesus that entered in the hearts of many people.
버리워졌는데,
are being thrown away.
이 병장 그 예수의 말씀을 처음에 거부했다가 받아들.
But the sick man, he accepted the words of Jesus into his heart.
마음에 주인으로 삼았어.
And made him the Lord of his heart.
예, 예수님.
Yes, Jesus.
난 내 인생 실패한 사람이야.
I failed in life.
난 너무 비참했어.
And I'm so pitiful.
당신의 말씀대로.
But according to your words,
해보겠습니다.
And I will go forward.
그 마음이 병자 마음에 들어왔어.
And that heart entered the heart of the sick man.
이제 그 병자가 하는 게 아니고.
Now it is not just the sick man.
병자 안에 예수의 마음이 들어왔어.
The heart of Jesus is in him.
히브리 10장 16절입니다.
Verse 16.
주께서 가라사대 그날 후는 저와 세울 언약이 것이라 하시고 내 법을 저희 마음에 두어 저희 생각에 기록하라.
And this is a covenant that I will make with them after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their hearts, and in their minds will I write them.
예수님 지금도 그 일하시고.
And that's what Jesus is doing today as well.
여러분의 마음에다가.
In your hearts.
예수님의 법을 기록하고.
Write the law of Jesus in your hearts.
여러분의 생각에.
And in your minds.
이제 예수의 마음을 여러분 마음에 기록하고.
Writing the heart of Jesus in your minds.
우리는 그냥 다 이건.
We would just say, oh no,
that's. 목사님이나 하는 거.
This is only for the pastors. This is for so and so.
내 법을 그렇게.
That's what we used to do.
그날 병자는.
But that day the sick man.
그 말씀을 마음에 받았습니다.
He accepted the words of Jesus into his heart.
네.
Yes.
내 법을 저희 마음에 두고 저희 생각에 기록한다.
He says, "For I will put my laws into their hearts, and in their minds will I write them."
이 38년의 병자 마음에서.
And in the heart of the man with their infirmity for 38 years.
살을 들 걸어가라.
Rise, take up thy bed and walk.
그 예수의 말씀이 마음에 막 울리기 시작.
And the words of Jesus began to echo in his heart.
그 예수님의 말씀.
Ah, that's the words of Jesus.
많은 사람이 천대를 받는 말씀.
Many people.
많은 사람이 거부하는 말씀.
Many people refuse the word.
많은 교회를 다니지만,
even though people go to church,
자기 마음 맞는 건 하지만,
they accept the words that fit their thoughts. But they go, no, I don't think so. That's what people say to the word.
이 병자는 그날 그 말씀.
But the sick man, he accepted the word that day.
그리고
and
그 말씀이 병자 마음에 들어왔어.
Those words entered his heart.
하늘 빛이 있으라 빛이 있어.
God said, "Let there be light." There was light.
땅은 심에 넣치와 열매 과목을 내라.
Let the earth bring forth herb-yielding seed.
말씀 해와 말씀 달이 그대로 생겼다.
And just as according to the word, there was the sun and the moon and the light.
그 병자 마음에.
In the heart of the sick man.
자기 생각이 아닌.
Not his own thought.
예수의 말씀 그 안에 들어갔어.
But the words of Jesus entered his heart.
자리를 들고 걸어가라.
Rise, take up your bed and walk.
이제 병자 자기 생각에 결정을 해서 했는데.
So the sick man used to follow the decision of his own thoughts,
아니고,
but not by his own decision.
예수의 말씀 그대로 받아서.
But accepted the words of Jesus exactly
그
so.
말씀으로.
And through that word he walked.
그때마다.
And every time.
내 삶 속에 놀라운 일들.
In my life, such amazing things happened.
우리 성경을 많이 읽습니다.
We read the Bible a lot.
안 받아들입니다.
But we do not accept it.
38년 된 병자는
the man with the infirmity for 30
years, 안 된다는 거 너무 알고
he knew it doesn't
많이 해봤지만
and he tried, but
안 됐습니다.
It didn't work.
이번에는
but this time,
예수님 말씀 들어요.
He, the words of Jesus,
그 말씀 그냥 놓쳐버리기 싫었어요.
He did not want to let go of those words.
예, 예수님.
Yes, Jesus.
잘 모르지만
I'm not sure, but
난 못 걷는 거 사실이지만.
It's true I cannot walk, but.
사실 걸어.
But if you tell me to walk, I will walk.
자를 들고 걸어가겠습니다.
I will take up my bed and walk.
단 이겁니다.
And that's exactly it.
그렇기 때문에 그 말씀이.
That's why those words.
성경에 있는데.
Is in the Bible.
자 예수님이
Jesus
38년 된 병자에 한 게 아니고
He didn't do this for the man with the infirmity.
나에게도 이야.
He says so to me.
전 그렇게 읽었습니다.
And that's how I read it.
예수님 가늠한 여자를 보고 뭐라 하시냐?
What did Jesus say to the woman taken in the act of adultery?
나도 너를 정죄하지 아니하고
Neither do I condemn thee.
다시 죄를 범치 말라 그랬어.
Go and sin no more.
이야기 가늠한 여자에게만 하는 게 아니야.
Those are not words just for the woman of adultery.
가늠한 여자는
the woman taken in adultery.
모든 인류의 대명사로.
She is the pronoun of all people.
그렇게 말하고.
That to her he is saying.
나에게 하지 마.
He's saying this to me.
여자 그 이야기 받았어.
And she heard those words.
나도 너를 정죄하지 않을.
Neither do I condemn thee.
다시 죄를 범치.
Go and sin no more.
그 이야기가 여자에게만 나에게도 해당되는 거네.
And these words not only are for her.
예수 나를 정죄하지 않는다고 하시네.
Jesus tells me he does not condemn me.
나를 정죄하시겠네.
He does not condemn me.
아니네.
That I'm not a sinner. I am justified.
그 말씀 내 마음에 의롭다는 걸.
And those words brought to me the faith that I am righteous.
그 마음에 내 안에서 역사했는데.
And those words worked in my heart.
내 마음이 예수님의 마음이었어.
And it was not my heart, but the heart of Jesus.
내 안에 이제는 내 생각이 나를 지배하는 게 아니야.
And it was no longer my own thoughts ruling in my heart.
예수의 말씀이 들어와서.
But the words of Jesus entered.
내가 가진 신앙의 길을 잡아주고.
And paved the way for my spiritual life.
복음을 전할 말씀을 주시고.
And gave me the word to
preach the gospel. 그 말씀을 믿고 따라서.
And I believed and followed those words and preached the gospel.
전 세계가
and the whole world
이 복음 앞으로 돌아오고 있는
are coming back to the gospel.
내가 잘나서
and but I see
똑똑해서가 아닙니다.
Not because I'm great or smart.
예수님 말씀이 그렇게.
But the word of Jesus did so.
여러분들 이 하나님의 말씀이
these words of God
성경에 이렇게 많이 있는.
There's so much in the Bible.
예수 나에게 하신 걸로.
Now Jesus is saying this to me.
믿으십시오.
Believe it.
그러면
then.
이제는 여러분 마음 안에 예수의 말씀이 역사하지.
Now then the word of Jesus will work in your heart.
여러분 이 세상의 사람처럼 살려고 안 돼.
And you will not live like the people of the world even if you tried.
작은 예수가 되는 거죠.
You become small Jesus.
똑같습니다.
It's the same thing.
이 모든 말씀이
All these words
예수님의 말씀이기 때문에
are the words of Jesus.
아 그렇구나. 이게 말이 안 돼. 옛날에 쓴 얘기 그런 거야. 하고 그러지 말고.
Don't just say, oh, that's nonsense. How could that be? Don't just do that.
38년 된 병자에게 얘기했다면
If he said so to the man with the infirmity
나에게도 이야기하지.
He's saying it to me too.
가늠한 여자에게 하셨지. 나 정죄하지 않는다 그러시네.
He tells the woman of adultery he doesn't condemn her.
나에게도 그 이야기하신 거야.
He's saying that to me too.
예수 날 정죄하지 않는다면
Jesus does not condemn me.
나 정죄 안 하는 거야.
Then he does not condemn me.
내가 죄로 없는
Then I'm without sin.
거야.
I am washed. That's how I believed.
그때 내가 놀랍게 변한 거야.
Right then I saw I would change amazingly.
저 성격도 나쁘고.
I have a bad personality.
머리도 안 좋고.
I'm not smart.
아무것도 아니고.
And I was a nobody.
그 말씀을 한 말씀을 받아들인.
But I just accepted one word.
전 세계가 예수님 앞에 돌아오고.
And the whole world is now coming back to God.
영화를 만들면서.
And as we made the movie.
어떻게 만들까?
How will we make it?
내 현장에 가봤어요.
And I went to the site.
그 세트 이스라엘 세트 가보니까 너무 초라하고 그래.
The set they made of Israel, it's so shabby. I saw.
어떻게 저렇게 영화를 잘 만?
But how did the movie come out so well?
그 아이고 어떻게 그렇게 잘하는?
And those kids, how did they act so well?
놀라웠어.
It was amazing.
하나님 영화를 만드는 도와주시고.
And God helped us in making the movie.
하나님 그 일을 통해 일하시는 걸 봤어.
And I saw God working through this.
한국의 도시마다
And in Korea, in every city, we're playing the movie.
그래서 크리스마스 전에.
And before Christmas.
극장을 빌립니다.
And we borrow theaters.
한 번에 얼마?
You know how many 뭐 times?
몇 명 참석하는 이는 따라 돈을 계산해.
And then we calculate the money of depending on how many people can come.
그래서 하고.
And we do it.
저희들 그 우리 교회에서 했어요.
And also we held it at did it at our church.
너무너무 좋았어.
It was really really good.
부산에 제일 큰 그 저 뭐야 그 공연장 빌려서.
And we got the biggest auditorium in Busan and did it there.
2,600 2,300명 모인 자리.
And it's supposed to seat 2,300.
그 이제 반만 안 돼서.
But only half is allowed.
한 자리 뛰어서.
So you know we skipped the seat.
1,000명 넘는 사람.
More than 1,000 people came.
오후 저녁. 돌아가면 계속
afternoon, evening, they kept on came listening, watching.
많은 사람들이 말씀을 취해서
And many people listened to the word, received the forgiveness of sin.
이제 여러분
Now everyone.
이 성경은 예수님 말씀입니다.
The Bible is the words of Jesus.
우리가 이거 이렇게 판단하지 마세요.
Let us not judge it saying this and that.
이 말씀은 하나님의 말씀입니다.
The word is the word of God.
믿으면
If you believe it,
여러분 하나님이 일을 합니다.
Then you do the work of God.
믿는 건 받아들인다.
Believing is to accept.
안 믿는 건 거부한다.
Not believing is to reject.
그래서 믿으면
So if you believe,
누구든지 저를 믿으면 누구든지 저를 믿으면
Whosoever believes in him
멸망치 않고
shall not perish
영생을 얻으리
but have everlasting life.
오늘 많은 사람들 교회 다니지만
today,
확신을 갖지 못하고
they do not have assurance
말씀을 받으지 않기
they do not accept the word
이제
Now,
가늠한 여자에게 정죄하는 안.
He tells the woman of adultery, he does not condemn her.
나에게도 그렇게 하시고.
Then he says that to me too.
얘도 그 내 속에 그렇게 일할 거란 마음을 가지고.
You have the heart that Jesus will work in me too.
발을 내딛었어요.
And take the step forward.
정말 놀랍게 일하.
And he worked amazingly.
저는 늘 이런 복음을 전하면서.
And as I always preach this gospel.
한국에 꽉 좋아요 목사 전부 다 죄인이라고. 그래.
And all the pastors in Korean churches they say that they're sinners.
나만도 그렇게.
I'm the only one who says we're justified. And they called me cult. But now most pastors in Korea, they listen to my sermons, and they preach likewise. They say we're justified. It's great. And many pastors are wanting to join us. And this is happening not only in Korea,
but all over the world.
I didn't do this, but Jesus is alive and at work. One time my wife was riding in Korean Air,
LA 와야 하는데.
She's supposed to come to LA.
그저 뭐야? 그 위에서 내렸어요. 산호세.
San Francisco.
San Francisco.
And she got off at San Francisco.
저한 번은 샌프란시스코예요.
And my wife saw she's in San Francisco.
여기 저 LA 아닌데. 깜짝 놀랐어요.
And then she told her, "This is not LA." They were shocked.
저 비행기가.
The airplane.
누가 조종하냐면.
Who flies it?
컴퓨터가 조종하죠.
The computer flies it.
저 비행장에서 이제 그 비행기 시작. 할 때
when the airplane takes off
그게 있어요. 프로그램이 있어요.
There's a program.
LA 가는 프로그램 넣으면
If you stick in the LA program
비행기가 혼자서
The airplane on its own
비행기 뜨고 내릴 때만
Only during takeoff and landing the pilot has to work.
혼자서 바람 계산에 전부 LA까지 가.
But the airplane will calculate the winds and all that and make its way to LA.
그날 조종사 실수를 해 가지고
But that day the pilot made a mistake.
샌프란시스코는
And put in the program for San Francisco.
여러분, 저한테 오늘 어 여기 샌프란시스코.
And my wife said, "This is San Francisco."
여기 샌프란시스코 깜짝 놀라 막 달려.
And they were shocked, and they ran over.
그래가지고 다시 거기서 LA 오는.
And then from there, they came to LA.
아 두 시간 늦었어요.
They were about 2 hours late.
마찬가지.
It's the same thing.
어느 프로그램을 넣는다.
Depending on what program you put in,
비행기는 가요.
The airplane will go.
여러분 만든 생각의 프로그램 버리고.
Throw away the program that fits your thoughts.
하나님 말씀이 프로그램.
The program of the Word of God.
우리가 볼 때 불가능해 보이지만,
it may look impossible in our
나는
eyes.
나는 믿을 때,
when you believe it one by one,
여러분 마음에,
then in your heart,
그 말씀이 살아 있고,
the Word will be alive.
그 말씀이 일하면,
and when the Word works,
여러분 작은 예수가 되고,
you become small Jesus.
어떤 문제든지,
and no matter what the problem,
예수는 해결되기 때문에,
Jesus will take care of it.
그 복되고 영광스러운 삶을 살게 돼.
You get to live a very blessed and glorious life.
성경은 너무 너무 신기합니다.
And when you read the Bible, it's so amazing.
그 말씀 하나 내 마음에 받아들인 거 하고,
oh, just accepting one word.
Your
versus knowing
and knowledge.
Everybody knows and heard about it.
마음으로 받아들이지 않는 사람.
But people don't accept it into their hearts. God does nothing through them. But if you accept it,
여러분 작은 예수가 돼.
You become small Jesuses.
그래서 예수님은 딴 일 안 하고.
And Jesus, what he does is,
여기 직접 이 땅에 일 안 하지.
He does not work himself on this earth. He left.
우리가 작은 예수가 돼.
We have now become small Jesuses.
모든 준비를 해놓고.
Everything is ready for us to work like that.
말씀 한마디 한마디.
It's a word one by one.
내가 계산하지 말고.
Don't calculate about it.
주님 이렇게 말씀하셨네.
This is what the Lord says.
이렇게 하시겠고.
This is a, that's what he will do. Believing it so.
여러분 놀라운 사람으로 변하게.
Change into amazing people.
기도하겠습니다.
Let us pray.
그러하신 하나님 우리 아버지 앞에
Our Holy Father God, we give you thanks.
우리 더럽고 추한 인간입니다.
We are filthy, dirty people.
예수님 우리 마음에 오신 뒤에
But after Jesus came into our hearts,
밝아졌고
we became bright.
죄에서 씻어졌고
And our sins were washed.
거룩해졌습니다.
And you have made us holy.
이것이 말씀이 하신 것입니다.
And the word has done this.
주님 우리 마음에 역사하셔서
May you work in our hearts.
우리 당신의 뜻을 이루게 되게
And let us fulfill your will, God.
주님 앞에 감사합니다.
God, we give you thanks.
그 말씀이 우리 마음에 들어오면
And let these words, when they enter our hearts,
그 말씀 우리를 지배하면
And when the word rules
그 말씀 우리를 주장하면
When the word guides us,
우리는 작은 예수가 됩니다.
We become small Jesus.
우리를 통해 주님 영광 받으시고
God, may you be glorified through us.
And
may you bless us, Lord.
우리 모두
May we all
생각 버리고 예수님 말씀을
Throw away our thoughts and accept the words of Jesus. And be Jesus's. And let us be people who bring joy to you, God. We thank you, God. In the name of Jesus we pray.
Amen.
Amen.